Ladies and gentlemen, this month of March, we are starting to talk all things health, all right? So we've been doing this for a while, and every year we take time out and say, let's talk about health, and let's go over here and just really camp there for a little bit, get inspired. This subject of health has been important to us as a church. It's been one of our signature things that we do every year, to just take a moment and really redirect our effort and focus on health. I believe that God wants us to live healthy lives. I believe the devil wants us to live unhealthy lives. I believe the devil wants us as sick as often. And I believe the devil wants us out of this body the sooner he can get us out.
Amen.
I believe that God's views different. I believe God wants us to be here for a little longer, like to stretch, to get the most mileage out of this life. I believe that's God's will, because the longer we're here, the more impact we can make and the more blessing we can be. And I believe that God wants us to be aware of what's happening in our times, because sickness sucks. Every time you get sick, you get robbed. You get robbed from your job, from your family, from your kingdom business, from your own enjoyment. There's nothing cool about being sick. But again, we have to face the music that some of the struggles we go through health has been self-induced. We cause them ourselves. And so we got to have the difficult talk so that we are aware of what's happening, so we can be all that God wants us to be. So in this month, our health matters, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. Our key scripture for this month is going to be 3 John verse 2. I want you to see what 3 John verse 2 says. Can you read it out with me? 3 John verse 2, 1, 2, 3, let's go. Okay, you sound great, right? It says, so I hope all is well with you, and that you are healthy in your body, right, as you are strong in spirit. Now, there is a relativity reference in this verse. God says, if you're getting strong in the spirit, it's going to show also in your body. Because partly why we are not able to be healthy in our body is one of that fruit of the spirit sometimes, which we call self-control, that lacks sometimes. But if I'm getting strong in my spirit, that means the fruit is getting stronger in me, and I should be able to exercise more control. And also, if I'm strong in the spirit, the more reason I need my body to carry out what's in my spirit. Does that make sense? So he's saying that you are healthy in body, in my body. God says, I want you to be healthy as you are strong in the spirit. So that's God's will, that you and I are getting healthier, making healthier choices, healthier decisions to be strong. In America, per statistics, it's believed that we spend the most money on healthcare, but rank the worst in civilized developed countries as far as health is concerned. There's more money spent on health in America per person, per capita, yet in the civilized world, we rank the worst in healthcare. And that doesn't help. And the problem is that most of our diseases are caused from food, the food we eat. This food we eat is we got to understand the bigger picture, that our corporate America is driven by corporate greed, that at the expense of human life, at the expense of your own condition, they'll do everything they can to make sure that they keep milking your hard-earned money be spent on pharmaceuticals and doctor visits, and so to keep the system going. We have to understand what's happening. So the Bible tells us, I want you to be in health. Understand the bigger picture. Here's what the Bible says. Resist Satan's agenda. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, in their case, the God of this world. So the Bible tells us this world has a God. And who is that God? Satan. This world has a God, and that God is Satan. The Bible tells you to resist. In that case, the God has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So, but if you just take the concept that the devil is a god of this world, and then look at how the world is operating at the cost of your health, you understand the bottom line. What the devil is trying to do is to get us sicker and sicker and sicker. And if we get more sick, then that means we are more limited to be all that God wants us to be or do all that God wants us to do. I seriously believe fundamentally that if we don't realize that within the food industry, underlying that is the devil's strategy from the kingdom of darkness. From the kingdom of darkness to steal, kill, and destroy. If we don't see it that way, then we're going to be very shallow-minded, and we're going to be very narrow-minded, and all we're going to be concerned about is what tastes good in our mouth. But you have to understand that the devil says, if I want to trip you up, I'm not going to make it test the way it's supposed to be. I'm going to try to entice you by how it tests. So the devil's not stupid. There's no way he's going to make something that kill you and not make it taste good. In the beginning, he told Eve, just test and eat of this. It was through food that he attacked human race in the beginning. Think about that. In the beginning, it was through food that he attacked human race. And he hasn't stopped. Amen. He's still doing the same. Amen. It's through food that he's attacking us. So we need to be aware of his schemes. We need to be aware of his schemes and say, you know what? I am not going to give in. Most processed packaged foods in America have ingredients that are cancer-causing, loaded with ingredients that are forbidden in other countries. In other European countries, some of the stuff you find on the shelves in America and some of the stuff that are in your pantry are actually forbidden in other countries. But our government system that is driven by corporate greed is a big machine. They can't stop it. So we are suffering because we are found captive of our system. We are found captive. Now, we are blowing the trumpet to say, let's be aware of what's going on as the body of Christ, as God's people, so we can escape the trap of the enemy that is working through our system. Guys, I want you to watch this video.
Hey guys, this is Karen from The Runners. We all know that Americans sometimes get a bad rep for having a pretty bad diet. But did you know that an estimated 80% of all packaged foods sold here in the US contains things that are so bad for you that are actually banned in other countries? Most of these foods are banned because of additives that regulators in other countries believe will actually damage our health, like food coloring made out of petroleum. Ugh. A new book was recently published in the US that goes into this very subject, showing what Americans eat that other countries won't. Here are some of the chemicals or additives that are common in packaged foods, which you're probably better off avoiding. Number one, olestra. Now, olestra is a fat substitute, so you normally see it in low-fat potato chips like Pringles Fat Free and Lay's Wow. Olestra was approved by the US Food and Drug Administration as an additive in 1996 after Procter & Gamble failed to get approval for it as a drug for lowering cholesterol. In 2010, Time magazine listed olestra as one of the world's 50 worst inventions. It's bad for you because it keeps your body from absorbing vitamins and can give you stomach cramps and loose stool. For this reason, olestra is banned in Canada as well as the European Union. Number two, brominated vegetable oil. This substance, also known as BVO, has been banned by more than 100 countries because of its link to thyroid cancer. But in the US, you can find BBO or bromine in things like Mountain Dew and New York brand bagel chips. Why is this bad for you? Because while the name suggests it's nothing more harmful than vegetable oil, it's used as a flame retardant and as a disinfectant for swimming pools. In case you're wondering why an oil product is in your drink, it's for stabilizing the citrus flavor. PepsiCo announced earlier this year that it will stop adding BBO to its Gatorade sports drinks. Not sure if Coca-Cola will follow suit with its Powerade products. So non-fat chips are out, as are some sports drinks. What's next? Number 3, azodicarbonamide. Wow, that's a mouthful. This is a chemical that's found in several frozen food products. If you sell it in food in Singapore, you can actually get up to 15 years in prison and $500,000 fine. Australia, the UK, and several European countries have also banned it as well. The FDA allows food producers to use this additive in the US, saying it's an approved bleaching agent in cereal flour. But other countries have banned it because it's known to induce asthma. Other than finding it in frozen dinners and potatoes, you can also find it in things like bleach and foamed plastic like your yoga mat. Mmm, yummy. Working up an appetite yet? We're not quite done. Number 4, BHA and BHT. These petroleum-based food preservatives can be found in things like Post, Kellogg's, and Quaker brand cereals. They're actually preservatives that prevent fat and oil from oxidizing. The thing is, studies show that these chemicals have caused cancer in rats, and that's why they're banned in Japan and the UK. You'll notice BHA and BHT in ingredients lists of foods like salsa, chewing gum, ice cream, and cheese bread. They're also used in some cosmetics as preservatives. Number 5, artificial coloring. You know, things like red 40, yellow 6, or blue 2 that we often see in ingredients labels. We see these additives in foods like Jell-O and some mac and cheese products. These artificial compounds have caused behavioral problems and birth defects in animal studies. They're actually made from petroleum, which you know is also used to make things like gasoline and tar. Norway, France, Finland, the UK, and Austria have banned the use of artificial coloring. Instead, food producers use natural colorants like beetroot and paprika extract. So these are just some of the common artificial ingredients we'll find in prepackaged food. I guess this is why we're constantly being encouraged to eat more natural and less processed foods. So have you seen these additives on ingredient labels? And if you do in the future, will you continue to eat your favorite foods even if they have these? Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below and thanks for watching. Hey guys, this is Karen from The Runlist. Did you know that Americans sometimes get a bad rep for having a pretty bad diet? Yeah. But did you know that an estimated 80%...
How many did you hear it again? You know, now, so if a government won't intervene, the question is who's going to intervene for you? Right? You have to do it yourself. If they want, who's going to do it? Now, you see, according to the Mayo Clinic research, Mayo Clinic is one of the prestigious research medical institute in the world. And according to their research, they found out that USA leads the world in children with the following issues: obesity, anxiety disorder, ADD, ADHD, ASD, eating disorders, mood disorders. And they relate all that to the food that our children eat. And those are the issues that are happening in our world today. Now, here's the thing, guys. There is a movement of people today that have decided to say no to corporate food, GMX, and everything they're doing to take us captive. They've decided no. Recently, Sanyo and I met one of Daniel's friend's mom, and she was telling us about what she's doing. She said, "We are the rebels." I said, "You are the rebels?" "Yeah, we call ourselves the rebels. We have a group and we call ourselves the rebels. We have decided to escape everything that is happening as far as food is concerned." She told us of how she's growing her crops and growing her food and growing her vegetables. And she went into all this spiel about health. And I totally got engaged in that because that kind of some I like to hear. It's kind of my music. I like that. And we talked and we enjoyed listening to that. Then I realized there's a group of people out there. They're not even Christians. But they have decided to say no. They've realized, based on science and research that has happened, I mean, imagine some of the things in our stores in Singapore. It means $500,000 fine and 15 years in prison if you put it on the shelf to sell it. But in America, it's there. I found out even Kraft, the people that make mac and cheese, they have to make two different kinds of mac and cheese. The one they'll sell in America and the one they can ship to Europe. Because the one that you buy on your shelf, it's illegal to even make it in America, in Europe, but it's what's on our shelf. So the question is, if your government won't stand up for you, who's going to stand up for you? And here's what we need to realize, that God's will is for us to be healthy. The devil's will is for us to get sick. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to realize what's happening and defend our families and stand and say we are not going to be victims. And we're going to protect our children. I mean, it's a challenge as a parent. I can't tell you that when my son started going to daycare and started eating part of the school lunch, it has gotten harder for me to get him to eat the right stuff. I can make a smoothie and I say, hey, would you want some? He's like, no, Dad, no. He's like, I'm not doing that. But I remember when he could. Now it's hard. When we're having dinner, there's some things he doesn't want to eat because he want to eat something else. Well, because the more he's exposed to the school lunch and exposed to daycare food, the more his taste buds are being conformed to what's affecting him negatively. And I understand, parents, you're here. I told him I struggle with just getting my son to eat the right thing. But it's a system. This is what we're up against. And if we don't stand up for our children, if we don't stand up for ourselves, guys, we are going to fall victim to not just the food industry and the corporate greed, but to the lies and the traps of the devil. Because underneath all this is a lie of the devil. Now, we as Christians, we should be able to stand up. Well, because the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, resist him. If I choose to live a healthier life, eat real food that God made, and get myself involved in a healthier lifestyle, the Bible says that I am going to be able to resist the devil. 1 Peter 5, 9, stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same struggles. So that's why we need to resist the enemy. We need to stand up. I want to encourage you that every time you make a healthier choice, every time you say, I'm not going to drink that Coca-Cola, you are resisting the devil. Every time you say, I'm not going to go for pizza tonight, you are resisting the devil. Anytime you say, I'm not going through a drive-through, you are resisting the devil. Amen. Because you are resisting to say, I'm not going to put poison in my body. I have to see it that way. Because it is the truth of what's happening today in our world. Now, why should we resist? Here's some of things. More reason for us to resist what the enemy is doing through food. Because it was in the beginning he attacked us through food. He's still doing the same. We have a mission. We have a mission. Our mission is to carry out the gospel of Jesus Christ, to live our lives for the glory of God. That's why we got to take care of our bodies, because we have a mission. Jesus said, I'm going to the Father and I'm leaving you here as my ambassadors, as my representatives. We're here to be the light and the salt of the world. We have a mission from God that we need to be healthy so we can carry out God's agenda on the earth. We don't live for ourselves. We don't exist for ourselves. We are here for God's glory. But our bodies have to be in that place where we can carry out the mission. I can't carry out God's mission if I am not healthy. I gotta be healthy. I need this body to do God's work. You need this body to do good. You need this body to love your family, to serve your family, to serve God's kingdom. You need this body, and you have to take care of it because you have a mission. Number two, the reason why our church really talks about these health issues, because we're doing life together. What affects you affects all of us, right? What affects you affects all of us. So we want to make sure that we are all taking care of ourselves, because it's not just about your life. It's about the life of everyone connected to you. Amen. So to not be concerned about others is pretty selfish. So because of that, we have to talk about these issues of health as a body, as a church, and say, guys, let's remember what we are up against. Let's remember our world. Let's remember what we're in. Because if we were living, say, in Germany, we may not have to deal with some of the issues we're dealing with, right? Because they have tight controls on what their people eat. And so we have to stand up for ourselves and realize that we're doing life together, so we have to look out for each other. We have to look out for each other. I'm always so humbled because whenever any of you invites me over sometimes, I'm always humbled of how you make it healthy. You're like, he's coming tonight. We're going to get some baked chicken, you know. He's coming. We got to get some brown rice. He's coming. Got to get some vegetables. Well, I'm honored that you see me that way, but wouldn't it be wonderful if that's what we're all known for? Wouldn't it be awesome? All right. Number three, why really this is more to us is because we're driven for God's glory. We're not trying to be healthy so that we can just look good. You know, we're not trying to do that so we can fit into the fad in America, but we're doing this because we want to honor God. The Bible says your body is what? The temple of God. Your body is His. Your hands are His. Your feet are His. Your voice is His. Your eyes are His. Everything you got from the top of your head to the sole of your feet belongs to God. Amen. So you're a steward of that body. Not the owner, but a steward. As a steward, you want to take care of that body. You want to say, I'll do everything I can in my power to take care of this body. Now, guys, the reason these reasons are important, I want us to see farther than we've been seeing. Because some people, we end up, if we don't see it the way God sees it, then we're more concerned on how it tests. We're like, no, I love that test so good. Say so good. I'm shallow-minded because I want it to test good now, but I'm undermining what it might possibly doing in my body. Make sense? So we have to make sure we say, now, as a church here, all we do is blow the trumpet. Maybe I know some of you by talking about this thing. But listen, as our church leaders, we say, let's make sure we go up on this hillside and graze a little bit. The next month, we move to another hillside and graze a little bit. Then we move to another side. Now, just this past month, we're talking about breaking strongholds, right? Yeah. And I'm telling you, I've been so blessed by some people who have texted me of things that are breaking in their lives. Like, this has seized in my life. You don't know how much that excites me to hear people say, I'm not doing that anymore. That stronghold is broken. But we've been doing that. Now God is moving us on our hillside to understand our bodies and to honor our bodies and to honor God in our bodies. But here's the thing, church. I cannot make decisions for you. I cannot make that decision for you. I cannot be there and say, make a healthier choice. Please don't get that BLT sandwich. Don't get that burger. Don't get that. Don't go through McDonald's today. I can't do that for you. You have to do it for yourself. All I can do is blow the trumpet. I can encourage and admonish and say things. But at the end of the day, you have to say, will I be a steward of my body? Will I be a steward to honor God with my body, or will I not? The choice is always yours to make. You see, for years, we have to understand that God is calling us to live healthier lives. Amen. Now, I want you know that lady? Now, I want to tell you my observation. Let me tell you about that lady. As long as I have known that lady, I've had her eating her vegetables, her fruits, her beans, you know, eating as healthy as possible. Anytime I've had a chance to go to lunch with her, it's been a salad with some fish. She's done everything she can to eat healthy. I've known she walks occasionally, frequently. She's always going for a walk. But now, even at her age, she's more healthier than many people that she's older 20 years. Why? Because for years, she has been intentional to say, you know what? I need to take care of my body. I need to do the right thing. By doing that, she's had more opportunity to be a blessing and be used by God for God's glory. I know many of you have, one way or the other, been able to get a prayer from her, pray for you, or get a note from her, or thank you card. Why? Because she's around to do that. Okay, if she was in a place where she couldn't think right, couldn't talk right, it would limit what she can do for God. But this is a win-win situation because the more she's here, listen, the more she's here, the more she is able to pile on rewards in heaven. Because she's serving God, and God says, I reward you for your service. But if I cut my life short by how I treat my body, that means I'm not able to be effective so that I can pile myself rewards in heaven. Listen, guys, there's no rush to go to heaven. We can get as most mileage as we can out of this body as possible. And part of it is, what are you going to do about your health today? So I want to encourage us today that I have to understand why it matters, okay? Now, I want you today, the assignment I want to give you as a church today, I want you to figure out why this matters to you. You see, we spend a lot of time talking about what needs to be done, what needs to be eaten, what we shouldn't eat, but why should we eat? Why? If I don't know why something matters to me, If I come up against making a hard decision, I'm not going to make the hard decision if I don't know why. But if I know why and I come at a crossroad, I'll be able to blaze through because I know why. I was talking to someone and I said, they were like, I just don't know why I can't do it. And I said, well, you're a parent. He said, yeah. And I said, if I asked you to walk across a 2x4 from here to over there, would you do it? They said, yeah, it's only a couple feet off the ground. I will do it. And I said, what if we put the 2x4 across two tall buildings? Would you walk it? Like, heck no. I said, why not? Oh, I can't risk my life for that. But then I said, what if your son was on the other building and that building was on fire? Would you walk across? Like, oh yeah, I would. I said, what changed? It's the same 2x4. It's the same height, same building. But what changed was the why. They said, I'll do it because I know why. Some of us are living today, we don't have a why to do healthy. We know what to do, but we don't have a why that drives us strong enough to say, I'm going to choose right. I don't have to have anybody watching me, but I'm going to choose right for myself. Yeah. But what if you developed your own why? Why it matters? That would totally drive you, help you build an upward tradition. Now, I have a few things that I want to help you with. Every decision you make concerning your health is leading you somewhere. What you're doing today, is it leading you where you want to be? Right? The question is, what you're doing today with your health, is it leading you where you want to be? Every decision you make concerning your health is leading you somewhere. And you have to ask yourself, where do I want to be? 20 years from now, where do I want to be? 30 years from now, where do I want to be? If you have a picture of where you want to be, then you ask yourself, what am I doing? Is it helping me get there? And if it's not helping me to get there, maybe I need to figure out what to do. The reason why this matters, friends, is because destination is not just a result of intention, but of direction. direction. I can stay here all day and I say, when I'm 70, I want to be in good shape. I want to be able to run. I got to be able to be healthy. I don't want to be on medication. I can say all that. That is a good intention. But if my direction doesn't lead me there, then I won't get there. Now, I can pray all day, but if I'm not doing the right thing, it won't get me there. You see, we all here today, we woke up and we had a decision to be here, right? We said our destination was going to be Winning Christian Center today. But here's the thing, we all did have to go north. Some of us had to go south. Some of us had to go north. Some of us had to drive east and others have to drive west. But we all knew, based on where we were, we knew the direction to take to get there. So, for instance, Sherry had to drive south. If I also said, I want to go to Winning Christian Center, I got to go south because Sherry's going south, we'll never meet here. Based on where I am, I don't have to go where direction she's going. Based on where I am, I need to know what direction I need to take. In proximity to this place, in order for me to get here, I have to go north. Yeah. You got to know where you are in your health, because we all not going to have to take the same direction. Based on where you are, how do you get to a healthy place in your life? We don't have to do the same thing. Maybe your desire is to say, I want to be healthy for my grandkids. I want to be healthy for my daughter. I want to be healthy for this. Or I want to be able to do this. I want to travel. Or I want to do this. Whatever, we are different places in our life. But the question is, you got to know where you are and what direction you ought to take. Just because one person can run, it doesn't mean we all can run. Some of us, if we run, we'll die. So we gotta walk best of where we are, because we can't take the same direction. Maybe some people where we are, we only have to eat salads every night. But some of us, if we eat salad all night, we may not be all right. You understand? So you gotta know where you are in your life and find out what direction. We all have a desired direction that is the same. We all want to get to health. But our direction doesn't have to be the same. You have to choose a direction that works for you. In other words, I can, you know, I met some, you know, some precious Chinese people, and we visited and we're talking, and we went, we probably had dinner like two times. And I'm telling you, I could not eat the way that Chinese woman eats because of where I am, because I can't do it. The way my body, the way I'm functioned, the way I'm formed, it would not do good to me. Every time we met, she ate a whole bag of white rice and a whole bag of noodles, and it's fine, and she's okay, and she can get away with it. But you have to understand where you are so you can decide what direction you take. If you want to get to a place of health, then it's important for you to know where you are, what can you do to get there. You see, I have to nail my own why. Your own why. Your why cannot be anybody's why. Does that make sense? My why is not Sonia's why. Sonia's why cannot be my why. Everybody got to have their own why of why health is going to matter to you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Here's some things I want you to think about. If you had to a process for you to develop your own why, here's some of the questions that would help you to get there. One is, why would you like to live a healthier lifestyle? I want you to answer about three reasons why you'd like to live a healthier lifestyle. You get some time and say, why would I like to live a healthier lifestyle? Maybe you have three, maybe you have five reasons, but why? It can't be just because of what I'm saying. It got to be what means something to you. Got it? Then after you do that, then you have to ask yourself, looking at your answers above, why is it important to you? Because I think. Now, it got to be a thought process. Why do you think so? Are you following me? Then the third question you want to ask yourself, why is that important to you again? Because I believe. Now, when you're trying to answer these questions, The reason I'm doing this, I'm not going to make you do it here, because I realize that this had to be personal. It had to be driven. You have to do this yourself because you want to. Make sense? You have to do this yourself. So I'm just giving you tools and resources, and it's up to you to do something about this. But the way you answer these questions, the first question is because I, so it's general, it's open. The next question is about what you think. Why you think so? Then the next set of questions will have to do on your belief system. Your belief system, all right? Then lastly, look at your answer above. How do you know this? Because I know. A, B, C, D. If you take time to do this process, guess what? You'll be able to come up with your own why. Your own why. And then, guess what? You'll be empowered as you live your days Monday through Sunday. You make healthy choices that will serve you better for God's glory. And you feel better. I know you will feel better. You know, the struggles that we have in our health, we'll be able to help ourselves through it. Now, that's available for you. Notice, I put this just to kind of change how you answer this question. The second one is because I think. So every answer you do that has to be from your thought process. Then the next one has to go deeper, which is your belief system. What do you believe? And you have to crop that and write that down. And the next one has to go within your subconscious, which is, I know. This is what I know. You begin building your subconscious so that you find yourself eventually making subconscious decisions that choose right over wrong. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, so today, that's what our focus today was, to help you go home and do something that will help you to craft your own why. Because if you know why, it'll be a lot easier for you to do right. You just don't only need to know what, but why. All right? And so Tom has a quick exercise that he wants to share with us that we can take with us. I'm going to have him come and do that.